In Nazi-occupied Paris, two mothers face the unthinkable. When American sculptor Elise Leclerc's husband is killed by the Gestapo, she makes a devastating choice, leaving her three-year-old daughter Matilda with her friend Juliette Foulon to save her from Nazi persecution. "You must leave Paris immediately," warns gallery owner Bouet, "but first, you must take Matilda to the Foulons." As Elise whispers her final goodbye, "Under the stars, fate will guide us both home," she walks away without looking back, her daughter's screams echoing behind her. This heart-wrenching separation sets in motion a tale of loss, deception, and the extraordinary lengths of maternal love. What would you sacrifice to protect your child? For these two women, the answer will reshape their lives across continents and decades, revealing that some bonds transcend even the most devastating circumstances. The friendship begins in the Bois de Boulogne in 1939 when pregnant American Elise Leclerc collapses and French bookshop owner Juliette Foulon comes to her aid. Despite their differences, Elise an artist living in her husband's shadow, Juliette running a bookstore with her husband Paul, they bond through their shared impending motherhood. When they deliver daughters just weeks apart in January 1940, Mathilde and Lucie, they note how the babies look like sisters. As their friendship deepens, they make a solemn promise. If anything happens to either of them, the other will care for both children. Meanwhile, Elise's husband, Olivier, becomes involved in communist resistance activities. Elise sculpts her daughter's face in wood while painting their apartment walls as a forest reminiscent of the Bois de Boulogne, with Leur Bleu, twilight when stars first appear, on the ceiling. The Nazi occupation transforms Paris into a city of shadows, with scarce food, strict curfews, and swastika flags. Neither woman realizes how soon their promise will be tested. September 1942 shatters Elise's world when the Gestapo kills her husband Olivier, who implicates her as an American conspirator. With German authorities hunting her, Elise must flee Paris, leaving three-year-old Mathilde behind. She rushes to Juliette's bookshop for a final goodbye. Their tearful farewell is interrupted when Paul spots a German soldier watching through the window. Though he moves on, the threat remains clear. Heartbroken, Elise embraces Mathilde one last time, instructing her to call the Foulons Mama and Papa, and whispers, "Under the stars, fate will guide us both home." Mathilde stops crying after 2 weeks and speaks again after three. Despite promising Elise that Mathilde would remember her, Juliette eventually breaks this vow for safety, telling the child nightly, "We are your mama and papa now." Elise escapes to southern France, finding purpose hiding Jewish children while clinging to hope of reuniting with Mathilde after the war. By spring 1943, Mathilde has adjusted to life with the Foulons, becoming inseparable from Lucie. The three-year-old girls share everything, forming a sisterly bond. Juliette watches them with mixed joy and guilt, increasingly thinking of Mathilde as her own. In April, when the children beg to see horses at Longchamp, Paul convinces a hesitant Juliette to go despite German presence. As they prepare to leave, an air raid siren wails. They rush for the children, Paul grabbing Lucie and Mathilde, while Juliette reaches for Claude and Alphonse. A deafening explosion and blinding flash engulf them. When Juliette regains consciousness, she finds Alphonse dead in the bookstore's rubble. She soon discovers Claude and Paul are also gone. Finding another small hand, she fears it's Lucie's, but then hears her daughter's voice. The hand belongs to Mathilde. With Lucie injured but alive, Juliette carries her through the destruction. The shocking twist? The surviving child wasn't Lucie, but Mathilde. Whether through confusion or deliberate choice, Juliette took Elise's daughter as her own, renaming her Lucie. By 1960, both women have rebuilt their lives. Juliette has remarried wealthy industrialist Arthur Wolcott and recreated her Paris bookstore in Manhattan, spending days among books and memories of Paul and her sons. Meanwhile, Lucy attends college, secretly pursuing art against her mother's wishes. Elise remains in Paris, selling wooden sculptures through Monsieur Vasseur's gallery while secretly creating busts of Matilda as she imagines her daughter growing up. Their carefully constructed worlds collapse when Holocaust survivor Ruth Levy enters Juliet's bookstore. Recognizing both Juliet and the replica shop, Ruth reveals that Elise survived and urges contact regarding Matilda. Juliet responds angrily, believing Elise abandoned her child. When Lucy learns Matilda's mother lives, she encourages communication, but Juliet's eventual letter falsely states Matilda died during the bombing. Devastated, Elise resolves to visit New York to learn about Matilda's final months and fulfill her promise to care for Juliet's children. Unaware, her journey will unravel decades of carefully maintained lies. 20-year-old Lucy pursues art despite her mother's opposition. When gallery owner Jack Fitzgerald discovers her sketches, he offers her a studio above his gallery where she creates murals and paints the ceiling twilight blue-violet, remarkably similar to what Elise once painted for baby Matilda. Her art triggers buried memories as she repeatedly depicts two little girls in a burning bookshop without understanding why. Her relationship with Juliet deteriorates as her mother reacts furiously to these works. Meanwhile, Elise arrives in New York, finds her husband Olivier's stolen painting in Jack's gallery, and reclaims a bronze sculpture of herself holding baby Matilda from art dealer Constant Bou, who had been selling her work under a pseudonym. When Elise enters Juliet's bookstore with the sculpture, Juliet unleashes years of resentment, blaming Elise for abandoning Matilda and causing the tragedy that killed her family. A Brooklyn plane crash finally triggers Lucy's suppressed memories. Buried under rubble, she remembers the bookstore bombing, her father's lifeless hand, and realizes, "I am not Lucy. I am Matilda." The revelation of Matilde's true identity creates a profound reckoning. Elise and Jack search the crash site all night, fearing Lucy might be among the victims. At her hotel, Elise shows Jack a bust she carved of her grown daughter. Jack immediately recognizes it as Lucy Foulon. At the gallery, they find Lucy's studio ceiling painted as a starry twilight, matching what Elise had painted for baby Matilde. When Lucy appears alive, she says, "She told me you were dead. She told me my memories weren't real, but they were always here." Pointing to her painting, she adds, "I think I'm Matilde, aren't I?" Through tears, Elise confirms, "Yes, my dear girl, you are Matilde, and under these stars, fate has brought you home." Meanwhile, injured Juliet sees her real daughter Lucy as she fades. "Matilde has her mother now, Maman. They'll be all right. Come, it is time to go home." Even buried under years of deception, these connections remained, guiding Matilde and Elise back to each other like stars in the night sky.